Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's daily devotional, Moments in the Word. But first, here's his message, the soundtrack of your life.
One of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. And I learned as a young boy, and especially as a teenager, that praise to God, filling my mouth, filling my heart, and overflowing, was dramatically life-changing. Praise changed my life as a young Christian when I truly learned to praise the Lord. Psalm 147 begins with these words, praise the Lord. One word, literally, in the Hebrew, you've heard it, hallelujah, hallelujah. Meet a Christian anywhere, any language around the world, the word is the same, hallelujah. And it means praise the Lord, or praise be to God. And look again at verse 1, for it says, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. Now, it's always appropriate to speak our praise, and I do that often. Sometimes I'll just be driving down the road, and I'll just say, praise you, Lord. I'll see something beautiful or something wonderful, and I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. But not only are we to speak praise, but we are to sing praises to God. And so throughout the history of the Christian faith, songs of praise in the Hebrew tradition initially and throughout the generations as songs and styles have changed, yet songs of worship, hymns of praise have characterized the people of God. Our faith is a singing faith. And I'm grateful that in these days there seems to be a greater understanding of the power of praise among God's people and in God's church. And if you're not singing, then you are missing an incredible blessing in your life. You say, well, I don't sing very well. People don't like it when I sing. You're not singing to other people. You're singing to the Lord our God. You are praising God. And it doesn't matter the style. It can be new wave worship. It can be Southern gospel. But if the songs are full of God, full of Jesus, full of the scripture, full of the gospel, full of adoration and exaltation of God, then those songs need to be sung and you need to sing them. Praise changes the very atmosphere of a room. The name of Jesus interjected in your life story, in the gathering of God's people, it is transforming. When we exalt Jesus, it's real, it's powerful, it's in the atmosphere. You can experience the presence of God. In fact, did you know that praise is God's address? Praise invites you into the presence of God. For the scripture says in Proverbs 22 and verse 3 that God is enthroned. He inhabits the praises of his people. So that's why it is so powerful. When you walk into a room and God is being praised and there's life and there's power in the praise and the proclamation of Jesus, then it just draws people in to him and invites them to know and follow him. Praise in the Bible is emphasized, and you may find this hard to believe, but it's true that praise is emphasized in Scripture even more than prayer. Now, prayer is obviously essential. It's one of the key components of our Christian life. We are to pray and pray always. But praise is more prominent in Scripture than prayer. You say, well, what's the difference? Isn't praise and prayer the same thing? Not exactly. When we pray, we ought to praise. And our praise can sometimes be turned to prayers. But at the very core of prayer, it is asking and receiving from God. Prayer is asking. Praise is adoring. It is adoring God. Sometimes we sing songs that are testimonies. Testimonies of God's power. Testimony of what God has done in our lives. Testimonies about who we are in Christ. Many of these songs are testimonies that we've sung through the years. Other songs are not about what God has done, but about who He is and what God can do in our lives. So I want to talk to you about making praise the soundtrack of your life and why that's so important and what happens when we praise the Lord. Number one, praise exalts the Lord. Look again in verse 1 in chapter 147, Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. There's an exclamation there. For it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and a song of praise is fitting or beautiful. It is beautiful. It is pleasant. It is wonderful that we sing songs of praise to Him because God is pleased with our praise. We serve God, and that's good. But God could choose to create robots to serve Him. But rather than creating robots to serve Him, He created people like you and me, believers, to worship Him. And we go vertical before we go horizontal. We love God, and because we love God, we love people. But praise exalts the Lord. We worship Him. And everything that has breath, the scripture says, should praise the Lord. Even inanimate objects are praise to our God. The trees, the mountains. The Bible says the trees of the fields clap their hands in praise to God. The mountains are majestic in the glorious worship of God. The rivers, the hills, all of these things. Jesus said, if my children do not worship me then and praise me, then the very rocks will cry out and worship me. And so we sing and we share our hearts because He deserves our worship. The word worship can mean to lean toward, to lean forward. And so when we are worshiping, we are leaning into God. Another idea that comes out of the word worship is worth-ship. The old Anglo-Saxon word for worship was worth-ship. In other words, we ascribe worth to Him. What you value, you worship. What you prize, you pursue in your life. So if you prize God, and then you will pursue Him. You will be hard after Him, leaning in to worship Him. This is what praise does, and so much. And there are many expressions of praise by singing with our voices, by clapping our hands, lifting our hands unto the Lord, getting on our knees, getting our lives involved, engaged, and it's all to the glory of God. Did you know you can enjoy God? In fact, the Westminster Catechism of Faith, a long time ago written, a creed of faith, a confession of faith actually, it says the chief end of man, our purpose, the chief end of man is to glorify God and what? Enjoy Him forever. And so when we worship God, we are enjoying Him and He is enjoying us. That's number one. When we praise, we exalt the Lord. Number two, praise encourages believers. Praise encourages believers. Look at verses 2 and 3. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. Ever feel like an outcast? Ever feel lonely and outside, alone? The Lord gathers the outcasts of Israel. And watch this, He heals the brokenhearted and He binds up their wounds. Listen to me. There is life-transforming, healing power in praise. And here's why. When we praise God, remember, He inhabits the praises of His people. You got that? He shows up when we praise Him. So we invite the supernatural presence and power of God when we praise Him. We welcome into our lives His very presence, and therefore, through praise, we are propelled through every adversity in our lives. We are given peace when we praise. We are enabled to endure and persevere through praise, because when we lift Him up, guess what happens? We get lifted up. Praise reminds us of all of the blessings of God in our lives. And when we are down or discouraged or defeated or grousing about and grumbling about, when we start praising God, when we're reminded of what God and Christ has done for us, then whether we're clapping or shouting or singing or lifting our hands, we are then lifted up. Often, I'll put inspiring music on, hymns of praise and songs of worship early in the morning when I'm first getting up. And it transforms the way I think about my day.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, The Soundtrack of Your Life. If this past year has taught us anything, it's that daily time with the Lord is a lifeline of hope. Those special moments each day when you rest in God's presence and spend time in His Word are life-giving. That's why we want to help you walk closer with the Lord in 2021 by sending you Dr. Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word. This encouraging resource is our thanks for your gift today to help launch a new year of broadcasting the gospel to millions. So call now to request your copy of Moments in the Word when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, The Soundtrack of Your Life.
I believe many of you listening to me right now could be healed of your sicknesses if you would begin praising the Lord. You say physical sickness? Absolutely. Now, I don't want to suggest that if you're sick, it's because you haven't praised God. But I'm telling you, there's power in praise. There's healing power in praise. And do you know why? Because the mind and the body are so linked. In fact, we're told there's such a connection between the mind and the body, the soul and the spirit and the body, that they catch each other's diseases. And I do know this for sure, that many people are sick, physically sick, because of emotional trauma or negativity or toxicity in their lives. They're just constantly under stress and constantly focused on self. And do you know what happens when we get focused on self? That's when depression sets in. That's when the defeat comes. We turn inward. And we go deeper and deeper into ourselves. We become self-centered. And I'm here to remind you today that when you get yourself all preoccupied with your circumstance, your situations, your problems, you go in, and it won't be long until you will be sick in some way. So when I'm telling you that if you would begin praising God in your life, that your emotions can be healed, the brokenness in your life, the bitterness. So many people are sick because they're bitter, they're sour, they're angry about something. You can't pout and praise God at the same time. I'm telling you the truth, that praise will change and transform your life. What did Jesus say? Jesus said in Luke 9:24, whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. The way to overcome depression, defeat, and discouragement, and all the rest of the emotional illnesses that we often face, is to dethrone self and enthrone Christ in your life and begin praising God and watch what God does in your mind, in your heart. Isaiah 61:3 talks about trading the beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We are to put on praise and exchange a spirit of heaviness for the garment of praise. Amen? Amen. Another thing that happens when we praise God is that it energizes our faith. Praise energizes our faith, because praise expresses our faith. It engages our faith. And we find that in Psalm 147, verses 4 through 6. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Amazing verse. Verses. Scripture says that God, who created the stars, after all of the creation, when God had made everything, we read about it in the book of Genesis, it then says, after the heavens and the earth, it says, and he made the stars also. Boom. Like it was an afterthought. Flick of his finger. And he made the stars also. And he knows their name. God's named the stars. He created the entire universe. He is a great and glorious God. Numbers and names the stars. I can't even remember the names of my own grandkids sometimes. And he's naming the stars and remembering them. And that great God, listen to me, that great God who numbers and names the stars, he knows your name. You're never forgotten. And he knows the number of the hairs on your head, or the lack thereof. He knows it all. So when we praise our great God, it energizes our faith. It enables our faith, because we know now, as we praise God, that our faith expressed, we confess it. His praise is in our mouth, and what is in our heart comes out of our mouths. We release our faith. Praise is faith expressed. It takes the groans and grumblings out of our lives and out of our prayers. It becomes the soundtrack of your life. When you praise God, when you pray, Jesus taught us to pray, and when he did, at the very outset of that model prayer, he said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." Praise God, we are coming to a Father who hears us in sympathy. Then we pray each step of the prayer through that Lord's Prayer, get to the end, and there's more praise. "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." When we exit the prayer, we realize we've been in the presence of our Father, and our Father is the King. Our God is our Father, who is our King and our Lord. My goodness, that builds faith. That means we can handle any situation in our lives, because when we praise Him, our faith is exercised, it is energized, it is enabled. Then couple other things, praise expresses our gratitude. Look at verses 7 through 9. "Sing to the Lord with" what? "Thanksgiving, making melody to God on the lyre," which is an instrument. But you know the best instrument is to make melody in your heart to the Lord. Your heart is an instrument of praise. You may not be able to play the piano or even beat on the drums, But your heart is an instrument of praise to God, according to Ephesians chapter 5. And spirit-filled worship always includes speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. God has been so good to us. Sing with thanksgiving. Praise Him with gratitude. Don't be a grumbling, complaining kind of person. Some people are just so negative, and the result is they're just miserable, and they make everybody miserable around them. God's been too good to us to complain about anything. That's a bad habit. Don't be grumbly hateful. Be humbly grateful for what God has given you, that you've got another day. You're not done. You're not dead. You have life. You have an opportunity to live. Don't be a complainer. Don't be the kind of person who's never grateful for what God has done. There is always good to be grateful to God and express it in praise. One final thing. Praise eradicates our enemies. That's what verses 10 through 14 are about. His delight, that is God, he's talking about going to battle here, fighting. He says, his delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor in the pleasure of the legs of a man, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and those who hope in his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. In other words, God's provisions are yours. You will sleep and your children in peace within the gates. And he doesn't do this by the power of the horse or the legs of a man, but by the power of praise. There's a great story in Chronicles when Jehoshaphat, the great king, they were facing the Amorites who were attacking the children of Israel, and they had a massive army on the way. Jehoshaphat did not know what to do. He didn't know how to pray. He said, Lord, we don't know what to say, but our eyes are on you. Because he put his eyes not on his problem, but on the Lord, God gave him a strategic battle plan. He said, get the singers and the choir and the musicians among the people and put them in front of the army. Can you imagine that? We're going to fight a battle. Okay, go get the choir, go get the musicians, and put them out front. And tell them to worship God and to exalt God. And that's exactly what they did. And when the choir began to sing and the instruments began to play and they began to shout the praises of God, it frightened the enemy so much, they turned ambushments upon themselves. They began to turn on each other and they fled away. Because why? The devil and the devil's crowd are allergic to praise. The devil, you can read about it in Ezekiel 28, apparently was a worship leader in heaven. Before he was a fallen angel, the son of the morning, became the son of darkness, Lucifer himself. He was an angel of light, apparently leading angelic choirs. He tried to exalt himself above God. He was cast in from heaven. And that's why every time Satan to this day hears people praising God, he is allergic to that praise. He can't stand to be in the room where Jesus is exalted, where God is praised, and he runs for his life. Someone needs Jesus in your life. Satan has you in his grip and won't seem to let go. But it is the praises of our God and the proclamation of his gospel that Jesus died for you and rose again on the third day, that you can be delivered from your sin and you can have a brand new life, full of victory and full of praise.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, the soundtrack of your life. What's the wisest, kindest thing you could do for yourself this year? The answer is stop relying on yourself for strength and endurance, and instead look to God each day as your lifeline of hope and joy. We want to help you do that by sending you Dr. Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word. This practical, easy-to-use devotional helps you connect with God each day so you can be refreshed in His presence and rely on His Word for guidance and comfort. Get your copy of Moments in the Word when you call and give to help launch a new year of broadcasting the gospel to millions. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Praise isn't something we just do from time to time or on church during a portion of the worship service. Praise, worship, is the soundtrack of our lives, the undercurrent, the flow of our lives as believers. And every day and every hour we live, praise can be that soundtrack, the music of our souls. The Bible tells us in Psalm 12:1 that we are to give our bodies, present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, to live a life of sacrificial worship and praise to God. Let your life be a praise to God. Our God is certainly worthy of our worship. Jesus and Jesus only, our Savior and Lord, the one who died on the cross for our sins and rose again, the dear Lamb of God, is worthy of all the praise that we bring to Him. So live your days with your life and your lips worshiping the Lord our God. And if you'll make praise the soundtrack of your life is going to change. You'll be filled with joy. You'll find healing and blessing and wholeness. You'll find power to overcome every enemy in your life. Praise is power, and praise will change everything. It will change the very atmosphere of your life, and worship will become a way of life. So worship Him today and every day, because He's worthy of all of our worship, and He will empower you to live in the victory of His praise.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Jack Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. Well, join us again next time. Dr. Graham brings a message about how Jesus guides you faithfully through every season of your life. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.